This is Elder Wrong, the Drunk Mormon Missionary, doing the Drunk Mormon Missionary podcast on this lovely Sunday, May 24th afternoon. We're going to, I got to talk and say that I apologize. This is like the first, I'm getting back into it. It's been almost 2 years since I did a podcast, and let me explain what was going on with that in my brain. I've been noticing, I'm getting a lot of like love out there from all you ex-Mormons or never Mormons who are listening to this podcast, who've been clamoring and requesting that I get back on the podcast thing and do some more podcasts. So Investigator Eric, who was my roommate for a long time, he's got lung cancer right now, and he's in LA trying to get better while trying to like avoid the COVID shit that's happening out there in LA and everywhere else. So Eric kind of, he was my support, man. It's hard to do this without a number two, you know. You need your number two. You got to take your number two whenever you can have your number two, because this pod shit, this podcast shit is really fucking hard sometimes. And Eric was a great investigator. I love Eric, Investigator Eric. He's going to be listening to this, and I'm sending my love out to you. He's my brother from another mother, and I've known him as long as I've known my ex-wife, who was a long time. Like, I've lived with him for many, many years. We've been through a lot together. And Eric, I'm rooting for you. Get over the lung cancer, you motherfucker. Cancer fucking sucks as much as COVID-19 sucks. And anyway, today though, we have a special, friend, Will Dick, out of Norman, Oklahoma.
Norman, Oklahoma. Yeah.
All right. And Will is an ex-Mormon like Elder Wrong, like this motherfucker. And we've gone through kind of some of the same bullshit. I met Will online on Facebook. Actually, Will, you explain how you met the infamous Elder Wrong.
Well, we were watching Mormon Talk, actually. You know,
yeah, explain Mormon Talk.
Okay, Mormon Talk is, first off, I got to preface this, Elder Wrong. It's all real. It's the real thing. These guys are on the up and up. I got that disclaimer out of the way. But Mormon Talk is this show on Twitch with Carson O'Kimble and Brett O'Call. And they are naive Orthodox Returned missionaries that have a call-in show. And it's a lot of fun. And Elder Wrong had some characters on that I thought were funny. Had a fan club, Carson O'Kimble, Windows to His Love, an anti-racism fan club on Facebook I joined. And, the other things that we share in common besides being ex-Mormons, our love of art, our love of social justice, those kind of things, you know. So that's how we met. And I'm a big fan. Like I said, when you told me about this podcast, I've listened to it. I dig it. And, you know, I'm not going to be anywhere near what, previous investigator was, but, I'll do my best, man. But thanks for having me on, dude. I appreciate
it. Hey, talking about Mormon Talk. So this is like, this is like a fucking awesome show, dude. Like, it happens Monday night at, what time? 7?
I go by in Oklahoma. It starts at 9. Yeah.
It's so like 7 o'clock Eastern. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
These are a couple of good old boy Mormons from, I guess like Utah County or some shit like
that. Yeah. Lehi, Utah.
They serve their missions together in Reno, Nevada, and fell in love in the wonderful, beautiful God's country of Utah County.
Right.
After their missions. So lucky that they lived like within like 5 miles of each other on the cow farms, that they can come together in Carson's grandmother's basement and do this call-in show to answer serious questions about Mormonism. And Carson O'Kimble, he wrote a book called Windows to His Love, which I got for Christmas. and it's just amazing, man.
It's a fantastic book.
Just fucking changed my life, Windows to His Love.
Oh, dude, you know, just real quick, I don't mean to interrupt you, Elder Wrong, but I mean, there's so much truth in that book. I mean, you know, maybe one of these days we can like just go through sections, because there's a lot of truth in that book I'd love to share with the world, man.
Man, the furry shit and the soy shit has changed my life. Like, I am so against furries and soy at this point because of Carson O'Kimble and the stuff that he does.
I had my next door neighbor last week. I called him over. It's social distance compliant and all that, but I let him read the section of the furries.
Yeah.
And Elder Wrong, he said, "You called me all the way over here to read this shit." So
the furry stuff is important. I didn't know furries was against the word of God.
Yeah, like, I am
dressing as a furry every weekend I can, and Carson O'Kimble like showed me the way, the evils of being a furry.
Yeah, what it can lead to. I mean, I think that's the thing about the book is, you know, all the gateways that are out there that he warns us, the gaming, you know, that could lead to meth and heroin and pornography. I mean, that's the one nice thing about the book is he really does point out all those gateways, man.
Anyway, that's where Will Dick and I met, was on a Twitch TV. And if anybody out there who wants to watch Mormon Talks, they have a YouTube. It's on YouTube now.
Yeah, they've got it on YouTube, the Mormon Talk TV, just I like, think they call it.
Yeah, Mormon Talk on YouTube, and it's live on Mondays, and come and participate in the hilarity of these just really awesome folks here. The other thing about Will Dick, my co-host today, talk a little bit about your podcast, The Art of Floundering.
All right. Well, I mean, I won't get too long, but you know, it's just, you know, Elder Wrong, it's kind of, I don't want to be political, dude. It's just kind of a reaction to, you know, I got hurt in 2016, prior to the president election, and you know, a lot of surgeries, a lot of hospitalizations. So I wasn't watching the news for over 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of like reemerged back into the world, a couple months ago. And as you can imagine, you know, all the changes that have happened in these past, you know, since the election, they were shocking to me, dude. Absolutely shocking. And, you know, it's just that the podcast is nothing more than, you know, I'll sit down, I'll talk to anybody. You know, it's getting back to like, you know, actually having conversations with one another, you know, getting to know everybody's stories, appreciating the tapestry, all that hippie stuff that I think we've gotten away from.
Love and peace, man. Love and peace, right?
Huh?
Love and peace.
Yeah, peace and love. I mean, that's all it's about, really. I mean, and what happened? I mean, it just real quick. When I was in grad school, it was an engineering thing I was in grad school for, but I did research in extremism. I was going to try to do a AI system. This is a long time ago. I didn't follow through, but the one of the things that struck me was the data in some of our communities, that the assault data, and it was really high. We're talking 2005, and then I started to look at that again, and it's worse now, you know, and especially where we have some intersections of people of color and sexuality and things of that nature. There's a lot of assaults. It's like epidemic levels, dude. And so, you know, part of what I'm doing is or trying to do is just get some awareness, man, that, you know, we've got members in our community that are really, they're being assaulted daily. And, you know, more awareness, more peace and love, and let's try to do something for the coexistence. That's about it. But we'll get to the laughs. But that's what the podcast's about, man.
Where can they find your podcast?
Art of Floundering, the Art of Floundering podcast. It's on Facebook. I stream to Facebook Live. I've got a YouTube channel. I'll start streaming to there. It's Art of Floundering podcast. It's on Spotify, all that other stuff, iTunes and all that. Like you, dude, I'm a radio guy. I'd rather just, you know, do voice and listen. But, you know, I recognize that people want videos and stuff. So the past couple months I've been working on that. But I really like to focus on the interviews and the musicians and the artists. And dude, I've had everybody, you can name it, I've had on there. So I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. One more shout out before we get started. with the Book of Mormon, because we're gonna pick up back at, I'm picking up back in Second Nephi. Fuck, like, oh, I hope my listeners like appreciate what I'm doing by reading the Book of Mormon. Well, Dick can attest to this. No one gets through Second Nephi. Second Nephi is the most boring. It's just Isaiah plagiarized for the most part. But I have, like, I feel like I have a duty. I said duty. I'm drunk. Today's show, by the way, is brought to you by American Born Moonshine, the apple pie. And I'm showing it for anybody who's watching the Facebook Live right now. That is what I'm drinking right now.
And Elder Wrong, just full disclosure, it's medical. So I've got a pass on the word of wisdom here, but I'm heavily induced with medical marijuana in preparation for Second Nephi, man.
Man, so. That's the thing. Is like I don't smoke weed. Like, weed makes me so paranoid. Like, I can't get to that point of like mellowness that like all my other friends. I'm jealous of people who can get to that point of mellowness when they're smoking the marijuana. I'm just not one of those people, so I don't, but I can get drunk. So this podcast is dedicated to, I got my first real review on iTunes for this podcast. And so I'm going to read the review, which was a 1-star review, by the way, and dedicate this to Ig Og Rg Eg Tmejmanfergd. That's the name that they left. So the review was, "This is such a bad podcast. I am astonished people actually listen to it. I grow quite tired of people and atheists," because atheists aren't people. I agree with that. "Insulting our church and religion in general. These podcasters swear and take the Lord's name in vain. They are complete idiots." I cannot agree more heartily with I agree. This is, don't listen. I do not recommend anyone listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary podcast. This is the worst podcast in the history of podcasting. And thank you so much, for your words of encouragement. I'm going to try and be better. I will. God damn it. I swear I won't take the lane. I'll try harder in the Lord's name, in Jesus' name, not to take his name in vain. And I really am a complete idiot. I mean, there's nothing but truth. I cried when I read that. I really did. It was just beautiful.
Was it that you've reached somebody? Is that what made you cry?
I reached somebody. Yeah, they hate me, and I feel like a Mormon hates me, and I feel like the Lord's work was done. You know, it still touches me. It still touches me. One more shout out, and then we're going to get into Second Nephi, and that's up the local band Upsuck. So the new improved intro music, that was on this podcast, and the exit music when we're done is by the band Upsuck. So go check them out at just Google Upsuck. They're an awesome band. I highlighted them in my last podcast. I interviewed the main guy for Upsuck, and we had a good time. He's going to be on the show again. I think he's going to help me with this at one point. But they're a local Phoenix band. Love them to death. And thank you so much for creating me something that I probably won't get sued for. I was afraid of the other one getting sued for. Anyway, all right, Will, we're in Second Nephi.
Okay.
Chapter 1.
What I'm going to do here is, and it's not going to be too hard, is I'm going to be in true investigator mode, which is, you know, I'm just going to and pretend this is the first time I heard it.
Well, you haven't, so you've read this shit too. By the way, how like involved, how Mormon were you?
Okay, yeah, that's it. You know, and I don't want to get too into it. Not. You know, I didn't do a mission. I did go to Rick's. I went to Rick's.
Did you get your endowments?
No. No, dude. No, that's I drank, I smoked weed. I wasn't a Boy Scout. I'm not typical. I'm not typical. And actually, Elder Wrong, I mean, it's weird. I kind of quasi resumed activity like, I would say like 2 years ago, and it was only like a reaction to some stuff I was seeing. So, I never endowed, no mission, none of that. And Law of Chastity was a suggestion, kind of a concept, that I, you know, like I said, I don't want to get into the details, but, you know, just not a, it just wasn't a focus, put it that way.
Did you read the Book of Mormon? What calling did you have?
Of course I did. Well, I don't want to get too much into here. I was, Young Men's President at one time, stuff like that, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but,
they always had me in the primary for some reason.
Pardon me?
I always got called to work in the primary. I never really had, outside of being a missionary, I never really had any real callings except primary. Like they would have me teach like the 8-year-olds for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, it was tough. I don't want to, you know, because my mom is a lesbian, and I'll just leave it at that. And so I hopefully that kind of explains my I never just bought into this, man. I mean, I just never, it just was always 180 out just on that alone. And so I just kind of, and it's not a judgment, I always felt bad that I couldn't, but you know, it is what it is. Okay.
All right. In terms of the Book of Mormon, though, you are caught up with First Nephi, right?
Yes. Yes.
The story of Nephi and Lehi and Sam and Laman and Lemuel and Ishmael and all those fucks who like hopped on a cruise ship and came to America.
That's right.
God was going to destroy Jerusalem. They're Jews in Jerusalem, and God was going to destroy Jerusalem. So God said, get on a boat and get the fuck out and go to America. So they came to America. So that's where we're at. So any listeners, if this is your first podcast, like start from the beginning. It'll give you, well, I don't know. Like the podcast list has First Nephi and all that type of bullshit. And you can listen and get caught up. I don't have time. I know it's been 2 years, but I don't got time for that shit. We're going to start. We're in America now. Lehi and his family. And there's Nephi and Sam and Laman and Lemuel and Jacob. And all his little shits kind of surrounding. I think Lehi is dying now. In 2 Nephi chapter 1, Lehi is dying, and he's having a round table with his family, and you know, and he reminds them that the Lord took their asses out of the fucked up Jerusalem, because there were some fucked up shit that happened on the cruise ship on the way to America, and it's a good thing God didn't just fucking cause a tsunami and drown their asses. And so, do you remember that part, Will?
Yeah, I'm still tripping out over just the sheer scientific genius of the boat building back then to be able to sell the Atlantic like
they
that.
Nephi was so fucking good at boat building.
Yeah.
I think they had like on the deck, they probably had like, what's that game the old people play? Shuffleboard.
Yeah.
And you know, they were just really, yeah, Nephi out of Jerusalem was a good boat builder. So they came to America. Lehi starts talking about this awesome new land that God led them to. only cool people can come to America. Only people who God says can come here can come here. You know,
that's right. Because nobody else was here. It was barren, right?
According to the Book of Mormon, it was barren.
Yeah.
Barren like a 65-year-old woman. Exactly.
Yeah, so it was, yeah, okay. So that's the context.
The Book of Mormon explains that because the Book of Mormon talks about how in chapter 1, talks about how God hid this shit from everyone. And if they remain cool and follow the Lord will keep them safe. But if they fuck up and they stop believing, then God's going to let other countries fuck them up.
Is that what, when they say perfect love, is that what they mean? Is that perfect love?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. You can see how we treated the Native Americans when us white people came over here. So I think that's what he was talking about in the Book of Mormon. But we all know the Book of Mormon's full of racism and claims to be pretty pro Native American, but it's not, because it's like, supposedly these are like the Native Americans in the Book of Mormon are God's chosen people. They're Israel. And the white people kind of fucked them over. Don't you think?
In the Book of Mormon or in reality?
In reality.
In reality, yes.
And in the Book of Mormon, it says that's going to happen.
Yeah, so, well,
like, the
yeah.
Book of Mormon is like this justification of genocide because...
Yeah, exactly, man.
Because the Lamanites, i.e. Native Americans, didn't follow Jesus all the way or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we're jumping ahead. But yeah, man, that a lot of stuff in the church kind of lost me, man. You know, with that whole... thing. You just can't, the racism in the Book of Mormon, you just can't, you can't, it's there, you know.
But hey, the Book of Mormon explains that. Lehi,
you're right. I'm sorry. Right? You're right. It's not racism.
He gets all fire and brimstone and shit, just like we're doing right now. And then he's all, hey, you fuckers, you better believe in God and shit. And if you don't believe in God and shit, then Satan will butt fuck your ass hard.
Yeah,
and blessings and cursings, and Lehi goes, you know, it's a lot of blah 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 blah. All these blessings and cursings to his children, who, i.e., spoiler alert, they become like the inhabitants of the North and South and Central America, i.e., Native Americans and the Incas and the Aztecs and all that shit. And then Lehi gets all righteous and shit. And then Lehi's all worried that God's going to fuck their shit up because of Laman and Lemuel.
So I know, all those guys are rat bastards, man.
Yeah, those bastards. All this shit is because of Laman and Lemuel. All this stuff that happened with the conquistadors and the Spanish and the Americans and all that shit. Laman and Lemuel, this is all on your head. And so Lehi's all like, I'm dying and shit, so don't fuck this shit up. Nephi, of course, is all good. And you guys, and Lehi's all like, you guys think Nephi wants to rule, but Nephi's only a self-righteous little prick because you're trying to get you guys not to fuck up. And if you don't do what Nephi says and you fuck up, and then there's no blessings. And then at the end of chapter 1, Lehi goes, oh yeah, Zoram, you're here too. You follow Nephi, so you're cool. So, you know.
Does Nephi seem kind of like a douche to you, man?
Dude, he's totally self-righteous. He's one of those mission companions I had where like I didn't want to get up at like 6 a.m. and read scriptures. And they were like, we got to get up. Elder Wrong, and we got to read our scriptures, you know, and I'm like, I'm tired. That's like, Nephi always got up at 6 a.m. to read his scriptures and to pray for like an hour and all that type of shit. Laman and Lemuel just want, I'm like, maybe it's because like, I'm evil or something, but I relate more to Layman and Lemuel of like, dude, just like leave me the fuck alone. Like, go do your shit and I'm cool with that. But I'm like, I'm not getting up at 6 a.m. to read no fucking Bible
or book. Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. We're on chapter 2. And this is Lehi. Again, he's on his deathbed. And he's gathering his family. And he's trying to, like, you know, the last shit that the dying dad has to say. So Jacob's up next. And he's all, Jacob, you little shit. Blessings and shit. Keep yourself, being your righteous little prick, and the Lord blesses self-righteous and little pricks like you, and the Messiah comes to save everyone. There's opposition's an old thing. It's that he teaches them a little Eastern philosophy about yin and yo, the yin and the yang, right?
All right.
So I actually kind of like that part. Do you remember that part? Opposition?
No. Refresh my memory, dude.
Well, I'd have to look it up.
I'm sorry.
But this is one that I kind of agree with. Let's see if I can look it up real quick. What exactly?
Hang on, I got LDS tools on the old deal here.
Book of Mormon. I'm jumping. It's 2 Nephi. We're in chapter 2. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, we're in 2 Nephi. I'm a second. Boy, I need another drink. All right, I'm going to read this shit because this was stuff I had to memorize when I was a missionary.
Okay, where are you at?
2 Nephi chapter 2.
Got it.
And the opposition and all things. I'll find it. Just like, I know it's here. Because this is actually pretty, I don't know. It's Eastern philosophy. Where is it? God damn it. I'm not going to get into all of it.
No, I'm with you, dude.
And that was below the glory, God, so brutal. Blah, blah, blah. He talks about the Messiah, blah, blah, blah. I'm almost there. Sorry, listeners. I don't know. Basically, he says you have to have bad in order to have good. You have to have light in order to have darkness. So this opposition, like you couldn't really be good if there's no bad, right?
It's maybe this is the right one. It must needs be that there was an opposition, even a forbidden fruit, an opposition of the tree of life. Yeah, the one being sweet, the other being bitter. Yeah.
That's a lot of like Buddhist shit right there, don't you think?
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up, man, because I was talking to a guy last night about that, and he kind of mentioned the same thing, that there is a little bit of kind of Eastern philosophy in the Book of Mormon, and maybe even, you know, in the pre-existence and progression and all that kind of vibe, you know? So that is some Buddhist stuff, but, you know, what else happens? What's next?
All right. So, like, wait, where am I? Opposition to all things. Adam fell, and this is a famous Mormon quote, and my ex-Mormon listeners will understand. Adam fell in order to bring about the fall, and the fall brings about the joy through the Messiah. And then he talks about the Messiah, and that's chapter 2. All right, I need another drink.
All right, man.
Boy, my boss just called. I think he wants me. He's on call, and I didn't answer it. So if he's listening, I'm sorry. I'm drunk. I can't go in.
that might, you know.
All right, chapter 3. Joseph He calls Joseph. I don't even remember Joseph. He's the youngest of Lehi's kids. And he's like, Joseph, you little pig fucker. You're named after your great, great, great grandpappy. And Lehi's all like, and that grandpappy in the Bible, Joseph, and his amazeballs coat of many colors. And then, oh, this is interesting in chapter 3, because Joseph Smith with quotes, right?
Yeah.
Who's translating the Book of Mormon, kind of asserts himself here with a prophecy from Lehi. So chapter 3 is all Lehi talking to Joseph, his son, and he prophesies about a seer and a prophet who's also named Joseph. Whoa, that's weird. And he's like unto Moses and shit. And that in the this future, quote, Joseph will work the words of Lehi's people. And he'll bring to pass Lehi's progeny, like the words that they write down and shit. And he'll like do this amazing work in glory, and it's like, whoa, dude, is that the Book of Mormon? Do you remember that part, Will?
Yeah, let me ask you something, dude.
Yeah.
Has an apologist ever done this? And maybe this is the medical going on right now, but has ever said, hey, look, the proof that Joseph Smith, you know, was a prophet, was the fact that the Book of Mormon called it out.
The fucking Book of Mormon. Yeah. Right there. Yeah.
That he himself translated.
Oh, shit. How amazing is that? That Joseph Smith translated these words that prophesized about Joseph Smith. There's no denying that, right? How do you?
That's some truth, man.
How do you
That's
explain?
Some... You can't.
The tides, man. You can't. In the words of whatever that fucker is who's from Fox News, who used to be, that before he got like fired for like groping women and interns and shit. So not only that, but Lehi in chapter 3 talks about the words of Judah, who also have words. And it's like, oh my God, he's talking about the Bible. Oh my God, amazing after the fact prophecies, dude. Whoa.
It's pretty wild, man.
It's pretty wild.
Uncanny. You know, so real quick, man, because like, you know, so basically all this is going down in America, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, we got that covered. So these guys came over on a boat when?
600 years before Christ was born.
Engineering
BC.
Marvel. Wow.
Whoa. I dropped my
okay.
My headset. There we go. I got it now.
All right. So I was just trying to get the context here, dude. So, okay. 600 BC. They sailed in a boat that they built, right? God gave him the master plans and the compass and
Liahona.
Yeah. And
for my
okay. So cool.
Cut up.
So now that this is going down, what's next, man?
All right. Chapter 4. This is the last chapter till we get into the Isaiah bullshit. Plagiarism that just Smith did. When writing this crap. Anyway, chapter 4. We're done with Joseph. Joseph, yeah. Joseph Smith. Anyway. Chapter 4. Now he calls Laman and Lemuel. He always says, you save the worst for last, right? And Lehi's a Laman. You and your fucked up family, get your ass over here for a dead man's blessing. Laman, and then Lehi's all like, Laman, your family's fucked. because you're an asshole and you won't keep the law, the laws of the Lord. You won't keep the commandments. Don't worry, I'm going to curse you right now, but layman, all your kids, it's actually a curse on your dad and not necessarily on you for being an asshole. The Lord will, like, take care of you later on. I don't know when, but later on. But your dad's an asshole. And then he calls Lemuel over and he's like, get you and your fucked up family over here. So I can basically tell him the same shit that I told Laman's family. And that's Laman and Lemuel. It's basically Lehi's blessing and cursing of, like, you guys are fucked because your parents don't want to listen to Nephi, but the Lord will take care of you later. Lastly, he calls Sam, and he's all, almost forgot about Sam, and which is nice because Sam always gets forgotten. Sam is the, I think he's the, isn't he the, who is Sam? I can't ever remember who Sam is. Do you remember who Sam is?
Fuck no. Let me do this.
I think, who is Sam? I fucking forgot Sam. Sam in the, I have to Google this. Sam in the Book of Mormon. There we go.
He's older than Nephi.
Who was he? Sam in the Book of, he was the third son. Elder brother to the prophet Nephi. Nephi confided in Sam. Lehi saw Sam in a vision, tree of life, knowing he ate the precious suit, symbolized the righteousness of Sam. Okay. Cool. I'm glad Lehi didn't forget Sam, because I fucking forgot about Sam. Alright? You don't remember Sam. Right?
No, because I fucking don't, you know, but I feel kind of bad, man, you know?
Yeah, I know. So it makes me feel good that Lehi remembered Sam, the older brother, who was kind of good, but not as good as Nephi. So Sam, way to go, dude. You got remembered.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Yeah. Big up for Sam, man.
Yeah, so he gives him a sentence or two in the Book of Mormon, and then Lehi croaks and is buried. And then, of course, what happens a few days after the funeral of Lehi, Laman and Lemuel start shit with Nephi. Nephi gets also fucking self-righteous, and he gets mopey. He writes about his failures and how he's not as good as he wants to be. Typical self-righteous
thing about fucking
bullshit.
Nephi.
Yeah,
it's like, Nephi. Fuck. It's such a douche, man. I mean, I'm not good enough. If I could only just give more. Oh God, if I can.
I could give Jesus a blow job, I would be great. You know. Anyway.
God, what an asshole. Fuck. I'm sorry, dude. Nephi's a fucking douche.
He's a prick.
Yeah, man.
I totally dig Laman and Lemuel, who just kind of want to live, right? They want all through First Nephi, they kind of go along with everything, so you have to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
Bullshit. But they're, yeah, like,
I do,
dude, like, I miss my whatever, like, we left my Xbox back in Jerusalem. I kind of miss
my band or whatever.
Yeah, my band, my friends. You know, we're out in here because my father had this vision. They still went along.
Right.
They don't get the credit that they deserve.
Right. And think about, like, all their friends, man, going like, man, your old man Lehi is fucking crazy with the visions and shit. And so they're like, you know, and all they're doing to me, man, is just catching shit from him. And the douche that is Nephi, I'm on their side. I'm with you. I think these guys get the wrong deal. I do too, man.
Like, they just want to live their life, right? And right. They're not bad people. Well, I mean, except for when they're, like, hitting their brothers or wanting to murder them. But they never follow through.
Right.
They're just pissed, right? Yeah. And right. Anger is a natural, like, you know, I'm kind of giving up all this shit. What's in it for me? And at the end of it, Lehi is all like, nothing, because you ain't self-righteous like your brother Nephi.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're like the ultimate ex-Mormons, man. I mean, yeah, they're
I think that's why, like we kind of get what they're saying. Anyway, that's the end. That's chapter 4. I didn't get any further. I will with the next ones. I may skip over 2nd Nephi. I don't know. I may just read the little excerpt at the top of the chapters, because 2nd Nephi is boring. I wanted to tell the story. I don't really care about Isaiah and olive branches and like that shit. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, dude.
That stuff was hard. I've read the Book of Mormon at least 10 times through when I was a good little Mormon boy. And 2nd Nephi was always hard to get through. It's like, it's just, I don't relate.
Well, you know, what's kind of fun, Elder Wrong, is the Book of Mormon videos, their YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
They're you know, it just depends on what kind of mindset that you're in. I enjoy watching those when I'm really, really high. It because like the guy that plays Nephi, I mean, he's just over the top with the douchebaggery, man. And it's really? Just it, yeah, yeah. I find it that way. But
like, then again, a couple of episodes of that.
I have an axe to grind, because I'm with you. I can relate to the guys just catching shit everywhere. They're trying to do the right thing, and eventually going like, you know, fuck you, man. We got on this fucking boat. We left our friends. We put up with your visions. I'm out. You know.
Yeah, I'm done. We're here. I'm gonna start the Aztec society. That's pretty cool, dude. They had brain surgery like centuries before the West. So they were doing some shit right. And astronomy, they had like understood like the fucking cosmos like long before white people did, you know?
Is the church still trying to make that fucking connection, Elder Wrong, that all that's related to the Book of Mormon?
Yeah, they are.
Holy fuck, man. That's been just blown out of the water. Oh, God. What a trip.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, but the point is, like, Lemuel, you guys did some good shit. And if you're out there listening to this podcast, which you probably aren't because you've been dead since 600 BC. Like, I appreciate, like, all the stuff that your so-called progeny did until the white people came and fucked it up. Like, your advanced civilization that understood astronomy, that understood medicine, that understood the natural world in ways that, like, us white people are still trying to catch up to, you know what I mean? Like centuries before like Christopher Columbus came to America and shit. Anyway, that's the end of the Drunk Mormon, Book of Mormon stories. What do you got? You know what? You there, Will?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I want to get back into Mormon talks now that we're done with all that bullshit. Because the Book of Mormon's like, God, I hate reading it, man.
I don't know how you can do it. I don't, there's a couple, like, it's up to you, but there's a couple, like, Cliff Note versions where it's like, you can just like, but yeah, no, reading through it. I don't know how you can fucking do it.
I got to do it. I got to read the whole thing.
Dude, that's brutal, man.
And then I read an outline, and I try to explain it for my listeners so they don't have to.
Well, you know, you're right. You're doing a service. I understand.
I want to play. I want to play that fucking awesome video. I got to find it. There's that more. We're going to get back into Mormon talks because I love that show.
Oh, you want me? Oh, you're talking about that video that the one video thing?
Yeah.
Okay, one, check it out. I can play that one. I can stream that. If I had you on a different way, you'd be able to see it at the same time. But
I think I have it because oh, here it is. All right. This is called Windows to His Love, Mormon Fuck Talk Fandom Ban. Here we go. Wait, let's start all over. I'm sorry, Will. You can't hear this right now. Let's play.
There's a place I've come to know where the righteous
anybody listening
always
on my
flock. It's a beacon for my soul. It is called Mormon Talk. Carson has shown me hope that happiness is mine. Jesus takes my load through the rough and tumble times. And I will unlatch the window to his love. I will bow my head to thee, fast and pray, get on my knees and say, I will pray. Draws me near to his everlasting light, and the truth is witness clear, and I know what's wrong from right. Riker shows me hope that eternal life is mine. Jesus takes my load through the rough and tumble times. And I will raise all the curtains up, unlatch the window to his love. I will bow my head to thee, fast and pray, get on my knees and say,
hey Brian, what's up, man?
I will pray.
And I hear the voice of Carson Kimball say, hold on to the rod. And I hear the song in every interlude, hold on to the rod.
Hello, this is Randy, Window to His Love. Hello, this is Randy. Hold on to the rod.
Hello, this is Randy. You've helped me out a lot. I used to look at filth, but because of you, I've not. Well, I'm working on it.
Sure, my name is Jason, but I go by Dr. Shade on the internet.
Carson, you back.
Hold on to the rod.
Unlatch the window to his love.
back. Still rocking with it.
Hey, Will.
Hey.
We're almost done.
Okay.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Carson. And he who would believe in Carson O'Kimble shall have eternal life. Man, you were part of that, dude.
Yes, I was.
Oh, that fills my soul with joy, and it makes me want to fill my love jar.
Yeah, my love jar was overflowing, dude. But you know what? Seriously, to be a hippie for a second, that reaction to that video, that one moment when it was over, that was such a genuine moment, dude. I just loved it. You know,
you guys have had 173 views on your Window to His Love video.
Yeah.
So, hey, my listeners, you need to check out that video. It's Windows to His Love, Mormon Talk Fandom Band. And
it's a lot of fun, man.
Will Dick here is a part of all that. We're about done, I guess, with this episode, wrapping up the hour. Got anything to add, Will Dick?
I had a blast, man. I had an absolute blast. I'd love to do this again, man, especially when we start getting into history again. But yeah, dude, this was fun, man. It was great. Thank you for teaching me some of the gospel. Appreciate
We're going to have to figure out, like, Second Nephi, because, like, I can't get through that shit. I don't even want to read it. It's
maybe we could. How about making it a puppet show?
Dude, we could get, like, Beth. Like,
that's what I'm saying. We could have her do a puppet show of Second Nephi.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That might be a plan. Anyway, we're going to end the show with Upsuck, my favorite band out of Phoenix at this point, if I can find it. Here we go. Upsuck doing Because I Have Been Given Much on the drum. This is Elder Wrong and Will Dick. Will Dick, sign off. Say
peace. Thank you very much. Peace and love.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Thank you, man. Peace.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Each day I live, I shall divide my gifts from thee with every brother that I see who has the need of help from me.
It now.